Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Dr. Shapiro, for the introduction. I'm Carolina Cordova, grad student at Iowa State University, and today I'm going to share with you some part of my research study that takes place in Iowa. So the theme is related to soybean nitrogen fixation, the nitrogen balance. As we all know, soybean, as many other legumes, takes up their nitrogen comes from through biological nitrogen fixation of nitrogen that has been uptaken from the mineral nitrogen pool. Most of this nitrogen that is uptaken by the soybean will leave the system when the grain is harvested in the form of oil and protein. The cause of biological nitrogen fixation is around 7.6 grams of glucose per gram of nitrogen that is fixed. That is translated into energy, into 240 megajoules per kilogram of nitrogen that is fixed, just to support nodules, bacteria, and fixation. So it's very expensive, this process of biological nitrogen fixation. The amount that contributes to the total nitrogen uptake in the plant, according with Harper, is between 20 to 80%. That's a big range that we need to take in account when we are calculating our nitrogen balance. That is translated, according to Salvagiotti, to 60 to 300 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare that contributes to the total nitrogen uptake. The production in 2016, the global production of soybean in 2016, according to FIO, was 0.3 billion of megagrams. Just United States contributed to 34%. On this end, Iowa, where is my research taking place, contributed to 30% to the total nitrogen, to the total production of the total nitrogen national production. So now let's talk about budgets. Let's talk about balance. Like in soybeans, the balance that we say, we need to recall that as inputs we have in a big proportion biological nitrogen fixation. In a lesser extent, we have nitrogen that is coming from atmospheric deposition and non-symbiotic nitrogen fixation. As an output, we have the nitrogen that is being harvested in the grain as a major proportion, and in lesser extent, we have losses in environmental losses such as denitrification, leaching, and volatilization. So depending on how big is or how small are our outputs will depend if we ended up having like positive or negative balance in our system when we are having soybean on the field. So in our study, we hypothesized that soybean biological nitrogen fixation does not compensate the total nitrogen that is removed from the field. So for that, what we do? We use the 15N isotope dilution method. We had this project in two sites. So as you see here in the map, the Iowa map, you see Moon and Star. The Moon is central Iowa and the Star is the northwest part of the state. And as treatments, we have early and late planting, and this experiment was replicated 2 years, 2015 and 2016. So we apply isotopes. We have applied 15N ammonium and 15N nitrate with an enrichment of 98 atom percentage, and the amount that was applied was 0.3 grams of 15N per square meter. So this application was really low, so our purpose of applying this type of enrichment of 15N was not to be compared as a fertilizer, so it was most like a tracer. The sampling that we did, it was like throughout the growing season, so surprise, surprise, we did soils and plants from B3 until R6.5 in 2016 and on 2015, and on 16 we went all the way to harvest. So we did include roots. For the analysis that we conducted, like in plants, we partitioned the plants in different organs, seeds, pods, leaves, stems, and roots. And for the soils, we did analysis of nitrate and ammonium, and also analyzed in plants and soils the atom percent enrichment of 15N. So, here I'm going to show you some preliminary results. So please bear with me as we walk through these graphs. So here I'm presenting you the proportion of nitrogen that is derived from atmosphere. So the proportion that biological nitrogen fixation is occurring throughout the growing season. So on the y-axis we have days of the year, and on the x-axis days of the year, and the y-axis the proportion. So here we have results from Central Iowa in 2015, and red dots represent early planting and orange dots represent late planting. So as you see, both treatments follow the same pattern. Like at the beginning, the proportion that's fixed is higher, and as the plant grows, it decreases. Now, when we're going to the second site, the northwest, we see a different pattern early in the season, like especially with early planting. We see that there's like something that is suppressing the proportion that is being fixed. So please keep that in mind. Later on we will see why this happened. On 2016, what I'm showing here is just one treatment, and like we see that the pattern is totally different. So now we're saying, oh, fixation is actually not the same, and it could vary like year to year. So we see that it's mostly constant throughout the growing season in late planting in Central Iowa, 2016. So now let's talk about the nitrogen dynamics. Here I'm putting the whole picture I'm showing you, in which we have red dots, total biomass nitrogen uptake, and yellow dots are the total biomass that was coming from fixation, and the purple dots is soil nitrate dynamics. So these were measured throughout the growing season and were presented the amount of nitrogen kilograms per hectare. So as you see here, in this treatment, in this site, in this year, Central Iowa, early planting, 2015, the contribution of nitrogen fixation to the total nitrogen uptake was 41%. Now, when we go to the other treatment, late planting, as you see in the second graph on your right, the proportion was similarly, and also the dynamics, the nitrogen dynamics were pretty much the same as in early planting. So no wonder like the amount of soil nitrate that we have in this field was pretty much the same, and therefore the dynamics were similar. Now when we go to northwest Iowa, we see dynamics totally different, and the proportion of nitrogen that contributed to the total nitrogen uptake was even lower than in Central Iowa. What we see here is this. Oh, sorry. What we see here is that in soil nitrate, the pool of soil nitrate in these sites were really high. So this suppressed the proportion of nitrogen that was coming from fixation. Now, when we go to 2016, what happened in the dynamics of this graph is, I need to excuse myself, it's late planting, and we see that it decreased the proportion of nitrogen that was coming from fixation, so contributed to 35% to the total nitrogen uptake. Now, in this graph, what we have is the different treatments, like the different sites and treatments in 2015 and 16, and the total biomass nitrogen that was coming from fixation in kilograms per hectare. So we see that pretty much the contribution of nitrogen from fixation was between 70 to 110 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. So now what's going on if we compare with previous results, previous research, that on the second graph you will see that the ranges that we have in Iowa in 2015 and 16 are in the lower, like the lower tier of literature that just says that fixation could contribute between 60 to 330 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. So are Iowa soybean fields not fixing enough, or are not that efficient as we think? So another thing that I need to highlight, that no wonder that fixation is affected by the amount of nitrogen that we have in the soil, as we see here in the highlighted numbers, that those are the averages concentrations of soil nitrate from planting till harvest. So we see that in, like, specifically in Northwest, where we had, like, lower fixation, is because we had, like, higher amounts of nitrate in the soil. So putting all these numbers in what we started to, that the aim of our study was to calculate the nitrogen balance, we see that we're having negative numbers, like red numbers. And the numbers are even so high that goes from 100 to 160 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. So what can we conclude about this? So we can conclude that soybean total nitrogen uptake above and below ground was not compensated fully by the amount of biological nitrogen that was fixed. Also, low biological nitrogen fixation was associated with higher soil inorganic nitrogen pools in the early in the growing season. Low percentage of biological nitrogen fixation led to an overall net negative soybean nitrogen balance. And also, these preliminary results suggest that the importance of considering that biological nitrogen fixation is not a fixed value in soybean production. And differences, clearly we show that there are differences among environments that can affect fixation and therefore the soybean nitrogen balance. So with that, I want to thank you all, and I'm more than happy to answer any question. Thank you. Not afraid. I mean, it's something that we need to take in account, and if we are continue assuming a fixed number or saying that there is a nitrogen credit coming from the soybeans, we are like making a big mistake. Like in the long term, we are running out of like nitrogen in our systems. Yeah.
So with the residual nitrogen in the soil, primarily from the other, you know, residual from the corn crop, if you have nitrogen that accumulates in soil over time, is that primarily then from your other crop in the rotation?
Right. The question is if we are having like accumulation of nitrogen from previous crops. So regarding the N credit that we're commonly known as N credit, so what we think is that what's going on, especially in the corn and soybean rotation, and this nitrogen credit that we're talking about that is coming from after having soybean in the system, is mostly not coming from soybeans as you guys see, because most of the nitrogen is being harvested in the grain and the residue is really low in nitrogen and fixation is not much enough uptake. So the nitrogen that is increasing and is known as nitrogen kinetic, like is coming through the dynamics that are going on in soil organic matter, right? So when we're having and harvest all the soybean, we're leaving like a very, very bare soil, right? Not much residue, not much cover. So what is happening is that we have more penetration of radiation and also more, better conditions to the soil, to the previous residue, like corn residue, to help to decompose faster and like to release more nitrogen. So what we're seeing is like a benefit of not having that much cover to increase the mineralization of previous residue. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.